Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. It is now time for another update. I've got in the studio right now, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning?
So happy to be here on this snowy day.
Nice. You know what? It is nice. The sun's coming out a little bit.
Yeah, the sun peeked out on my way here, but the roads are all snow covered, and I think more snow's coming.
You know what's funny is this time of year, you always see people in other states complaining about the snow when they've got like a skiff.
Yeah.
And they cancel schools, and we haven't had a snow day yet.
No.
And there's a lot of snow out there.
There's a lot of snow out there. You know, we were wondering about a snow day. If that little squall from last night had kept it up, we would have been in a snow day, I'm thinking.
I was thinking the same thing. On my way home, it had stopped snowing, but I was thinking, if it starts up again, there's definitely no school tomorrow.
You know, and that brings up the whole issue of snow removal throughout the county. In every city and out in the outlying areas of the county, we got to make sure we move our vehicles off the streets so the snow plows can do their job. We've been tying up law enforcement's time all day trying to get people to move their vehicles and get that done. And you know, it's for your own good. We don't want the snowplow to bury you.
Right, basically. Exactly. I mean, if you drive down a road and you see vehicles are parked on the street, what is a snowplow supposed to do?
Yeah,
have no other choice.
He has no choice. And it's going to damage your vehicle. It's going to get you stuck. You just have to move it off the street. And, you know, make sure this time of year that we're checking our vehicles too. The oils and all the fluids are up and your tires have the right pressure in them. And you definitely don't want to be stranded on the side of the road in this type of weather.
Absolutely.
Full tank of fuel.
Yes, full tank. That was a lesson that I learned this winter. My husband's always, year-round, telling me when it's below a quarter of a tank, you get gas. Still haven't caught on to that. Summer's fine, right?
Yeah.
Winter, not so much. I figured that out last week. Yeah. Not okay.
Well, here's the thing. In the snow, especially if you have a four-wheel drive vehicle, but you're going to burn more fuel driving through the snow anyway. And if you get stranded, that's what's going to keep you warm. That's your source of heat. Also, think like that when you travel. If you're going over the summit and you know it's a snowy day, make sure you have clothes in your car that's warm in case you have to get out. You know, don't be in flip-flops, wear boots, be prepared. I'm always telling my daughters these things because they don't seem to think like I do. I don't want to be cold.
Right.
So be prepared for the winter driving. And you know, the foothills, their snow is deep in the foothills. You get up there off of the plowed roads and the odds of getting stuck are, you're just going to get stuck in a truck. That's all there is.
Right.
Search and rescue will come and get you, but we will not recover your vehicle. We can't for liability purposes. We don't want to tear our machines up and we don't want to tear your vehicle up.
But they'll get you.
Definitely get the people out. Yeah. So.
And on top of that, another really good way to burn a lot of fuel is we're starting our vehicles in the morning.
Yeah.
Making sure that they're warmed up and ready to go when we are ready to go. But that also brings on a whole other set of things that we need to be cautious of.
Well, yeah, there's people that'll jack your car if they see it running and they're watching for that sort of thing. So, you know, I tell people the safest bet is don't start your vehicle and let it defrost. Scrape your windows and just start it up and go. But at least make your car less of a target if you're going to start it and let it idle. Lock it. You can still lock it. Take your key fob with you and lock the car.
Absolutely. I mean, I try not to get in the habit of taking everything that you're going to take with you, put it in your car, start it, get it ready to go.
No.
You're going to come back and maybe not have a car or not have the things that you brought in.
Not going to have your valuables that you keep in your car. And, you know, this time of year for the sportsmen, make sure you're taking your firearms in at night. Don't leave them in your vehicles. They're targets in there. And also for the outdoor enthusiasts, realize our wildlife around Carbon County haven't had a winter like this in years. This deep snow is going to be harmful to them. Be respectful of the wildlife. Don't chase them. Don't harass them. They're doing all they can do just to survive.
Absolutely. Well, Sheriff, winter means safety tips across the board, every aspect. Watch for the kids out on the street. They're excited about the snow. They're playing in it. They're running around.
Yeah, and your stopping distance is greatly diminished in the slick weather. So I would, in the school bus areas, I would go extra cautious and just know the kids are playing. They're not paying attention and just be safe. Let's not harm anybody. And, you know, back to touch on your vehicles again, make sure you have washer fluid in your car. That's a big one too. With these roads the way they are, your windshield will get dirty. Use a lot of washer fluids.
Yeah, you do. And it goes by quick.
Very quick.
Well, Sheriff, thanks so much for coming in and updating us all on the safety tips that we need to be aware of at this time of the year. It's definitely a hard time to drive anywhere, you want to make sure that you're leaving early. You want to make sure that you're accounting for that time that you're going to lose, because you have to go slow.
You have to go slow. In the backcountry, we're in a moderate avalanche danger, and I'm sure it'll go to high after the next round of storms. So make sure you have the right equipment, your beacons, someone knows where you are. And even for that matter, if you're out in your vehicle, don't rely on your cell phone. Things happen. Make sure somebody knows where you are.
For sure. Cell phones, batteries, they are gone in the cold.
They don't do cold. Yeah.
They don't handle it well. Well, Sheriff, again, thanks so much for coming in and updating us all. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Sheriff Jeff Wood comes in every single week to kind of just touch base, let us know what's happening. And Sheriff, as always, people can refer to the Facebook page. You yep. always update that.
Yep, we keep our Facebook page going all the time. And I just want to say thank you for giving me this opportunity.
For sure. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Make sure to keep your dials right here.